This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Can't quite believe I'm going to say this, but there are only 34 shopping days until Christmas, gang. Feel free, by the way, to send me a nasty note if I do that again. But I did it today because the holiday shopping season price wars are upon us. Best Buy and Walmart said this week they're going to offer deep discounts on electronics. Amazon and other online retailers were surely offer their own deals as well. Great for those of us in the market for a new TV. Not so good for companies, though, when fighting like this breaks out, as Marketplace's Mark Garrison tells us.
Price wars don't just break out. Chains prepare for battle months ahead of time.
It may sound like it's reacting or that they're spontaneously deciding that they're going to run deeper discounts, but very often these companies already have that built into their plan.
Indiana University retailing professor Teresa Williams says chains stock their arsenal all year by setting aside money for sales, shipping deals, and special offers, enough to fund long engagements with the competition. But as a famous commander once said, no plan survives contact with the enemy. When conflicts get out of hand, profits at risk as companies slash prices more than planned.
Each dollar spent over in that markdown budget is a dollar subtracted from gross margin profit.
It's a balance struck by looking at company finances and competitors' moves. Retreat from sales and the competition captures your customers. Attack too hard with deep discounts and you lose money in a quagmire. Anything can be in the crossfire, but year after year, retailers push electronics to the front lines.
Some of these products, DVD players for $9.99, certain video games and so forth, those attract the right kind of people. So that's where the competition is.
NYU marketing professor Vishal Singh says shopper data show people pick up other things along with those video games, making up for the markdowns. Like any war, price combat takes a toll on companies. But there's a key difference from real war. Texas A&M retailing professor Cheryl Holland-Bridges points out that bystanders in price wars do well.
Oh, most definitely. It's a treasure hunt for a lot of customers. I'm one of them, too. I always like a good deal. I think everyone does.
Except investors, when retailers get too belligerent. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.